This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. More than 150 of the 473 bills and resolutions introduced in the Colorado General Assembly this session include the Safety Clause, a provision that strips voters of their constitutional right to challenge the legislation through referendum, Kim Monson reported on The Kim Monson Show. The Safety Clause, which exempts legislation from public referendum by declaring it necessary for the immediate preservation of the public peace, health, or safety, was designed as an emergency measure when Colorado voters adopted initiative and referendum powers in a 1910 constitutional amendment. Its use on roughly 1 in 3 bills this session raises a question that predates the current legislature. When does a constitutional exception become the rule? How the Safety Clause works. Under Article 5, Section 1 of the Colorado Constitution, voters reserve the power to approve or reject at the polls any act or item, section, or part of any act of the General Assembly. Without a safety clause, citizens have 90 days after the session ends to collect signatures equal to 5% of the total votes cast for Secretary of State in the most recent general election. If they succeed, the law goes to a statewide vote before taking effect. The safety clause eliminates that 90-day window. A bill carrying the safety clause takes effect upon the governor's signature, and voters cannot petition for a referendum. Citizens retain the separate initiative process to repeal the law, but under that path, the legislation remains in effect while signatures are collected and the question reaches the ballot. The General Assembly holds exclusive authority to decide which bills receive a safety clause. Courts will not review the decision, according to the Office of Legislative Legal Services, leaving the legislature as the sole arbiter of when to invoke the exception, a feature, not a bug. Alan Thomas, author and frequent guest host of The Kim Monson Show, connected the safety clause pattern to the constitutional design the founders debated in the Federalist Papers. Thomas said, "If one group of people is in charge of all the branches of government, you have a tyranny. You have a tyranny of a party. Our government was designed to purposely be obstructive to bad bills. It was purposely designed to not be efficient. That's a feature of our government, not a problem." Thomas drew on Federalist Paper 48, in which James Madison warned that the legislative department is everywhere extending the sphere of its activity and drawing all power into its impetuous vortex. Madison argued that concentrating power in a legislature, even an elected one, does not prevent tyranny. Quoting Thomas Jefferson, Madison wrote that an elective despotism was not the government we fought for. In Federalist Paper 51, Madison prescribed the remedy: ambition must be made to counteract ambition. The constitutional system relies on separate branches checking each other. When voters reserved the referendum power in 1910, they added another check, one that the safety clause can neutralize: one-party control and the accountability gap. Colorado operates under a Democratic trifecta and triplex, with the party controlling the governor's office, both legislative chambers, the Secretary of State, and the Attorney General. That concentration of power amplifies the significance of the safety clause, because the check it removes is the only one that operates outside the governing party's control. The safety clause is not new, nor is concern about its overuse. The legislature's own Office of Legislative Legal Services has documented that the clause was standard on all bills from the 1930s until 1997, when legislative leadership issued a memo requiring lawmakers to specifically request it. Data compiled by Nine News shows that from 2017 to 2019, roughly 44-46% of all bills carried the safety clause. In 2024, Senate Bill 24098 proposed creating referendum power committees in both chambers to review whether each safety clause was appropriate. The bill acknowledged the problem but did not advance. Colorado Newsline editor Quentin Young, writing about the broader pattern of one-party governance and transparency, observed in 2025 that state lawmakers appear to have learned that they will not be held accountable for chipping away at transparency, and they have shown that they cannot be trusted to enact open government policies on their own. What voters can still do? Even with the safety clause, voters are not entirely powerless. The initiative process allows citizens to propose a new law or constitutional amendment to repeal legislation. but this path is slower and more demanding. A referendum petition stops a law from taking effect. An initiative must overcome an already implemented law. The distinction matters. If the 2026 session adjourns on May 13th as scheduled, bills enacted without a safety clause would not take effect until August 12, 2026, giving voters a window to act. Bills with the safety clause take effect immediately, closing that window. And now, Kim's perspective. The founders designed our system of government to be slow, inefficient, and accountable to the people. Colorado's voters enshrined that principle in 1910 when they reserved the power of referendum. The safety clause was meant for genuine emergencies, not for routine policymaking under one-party rule. When more than 150 bills in a single session carry a provision that silences voter review, we should ask whether our legislature is preserving public safety or preserving its own power from public accountability. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.